Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
You know, what I like about it, it's hard to move on from great coaches, but you also get a chance to learn from a lot of new coaches. And so that's what's been fun. But, you know, I worked with Richard Hightower. I worked with Chris Morgan, not here, but in Washington. And then obviously Thomas Brown and Shane Waldron, great coaches. And so, you know, those guys were instrumental in a lot of good things here. And you can see they've done great stuff, you know, when they've gone elsewhere.
Sean McVay talking about a bunch of coaches on the staff, but also talking about one Thomas Brown, who is now the offensive coordinator for your Chicago Bears.
Look, the Sean McVay tree, as we used to talk about the Andy Reid tree or the Mike Holmgren tree or the Bill Walsh tree, the McVay tree is now a thing. And some people are great and some people have scuffled. Zach Taylor and the Bengals, I think you'd call that a big time success.
That's a win.
Matt LaFleur, you could
that's
debate
a win.
You could debate whether that's a McVay guy or a Shanahan guy.
And it's okay to be both.
Sure it is.
It's honestly kind of the best of both worlds.
Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
That's a win.
That too looks like a win. And then there's some defensive guys like Brandon Staley.
I would say that it was a win for a while, and then it was not.
And then there are other guys like who have just become coordinators and never risen a head coach, like Shane Waldron. So Waldron and Thomas Brown were on the same staff with McVay. But you know what's cool about Thomas Brown when he was with McVay, among other things? McVay molded him as a head coach. He made him the tight
he
ends
saw
coach.
Something.
100%. He molded him and said, I'm going to make you the tight end coach. That's a job McVay had before he became an offensive coordinator for the first time, because he thinks the tight ends coach for a guy on the rise is somewhere where you really learn to read the defenses and read what the responsibilities are for both the offensive line and the skill positions, that it's a pivotal spot. So he likes Thomas Brown. McVay does a lot, and going back a lot of years.
And made him associate head coach.
Yes,
like,
sir.
It wasn't just that he was, but he clearly was trying to put him on a path.
Assistant head coach the same year as he was the tight end coach.
And
yes.
I think that that's really interesting that he tried to do that. Tom Pelissero did a breakdown of this. Like, he did a walking interview and a history of Thomas Brown as a player and as a coach. And we have it so you can kind of build your dossier on the new OC of the Bears.
He's one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around. You know, that's why he's also the assistant head coach.
I mean, you play running back, dog, you run.
You're a very good player all through high school, all through college. So you get into the league,
yep.
you're living your dream. And then the injury.
My rookie year to the last preseason game, and I get horse collar. Completely rips my groin off the bone. Now, of course, my dreams were to go play in the league, maybe play 7, 8, 9, 10 years and go retire soon on the beach somewhere. I didn't even get it started. That was part of my passion to get back into coaching because of my experience trying to move on past the game of football.
Through the course of your career, you've been around some pretty good running backs.
I have. My first stop was at University of Wisconsin. So it was this guy by the name of Melvin Gordon. Had an opportunity to go back to Georgia where there was a guy by the name of Nick Chubb and Sonny Michelle. Two back-to-back rooms was kind of loaded with NFL talent, which kind of just forced me to kind of grow and stretch, but also learn from the players as well.
Coach TB, one guy I could really rely on.
Oh,
You go way back with Stafford. And you and Sean go way, way back.
We do. I mean, we had some extreme battles back in high school.
What are the tools that you think you've picked up?
You know, first and foremost, Sean is by far and away the best communicator I've been a part of. Have the opportunity to be able to kind of see firsthand what an elite head coach looks like. It's been a blessing.
Hey, yo, 11-11, Johnny Butt.
So to move over to tight ends, how, if at all, do you think that that helps you?
It's been awesome for me to kind of grow from a development standpoint, but also step myself in a different room.
He's always had that big picture perspective. He's really attacked the role with the right mindset and mentality.
Chest tuck burst every time. Put away faster. Good, there you go, good, perfect.
How would you describe your coaching style?
I'm definitely energetic. Hey, all fan cover around the bag.
Very matter of fact, securing himself, very demanding of his guys.
Every rep a game rep, full speed.
Stafford gets away, looking, throwing, caught. Higbee's got a first down.
It's about relationships, connecting with guys, starting to figure out how every guy in my room ticks, and it's my job to bring the best out of that player. It's my job, man. Make you right. To me, nothing prepares me more to become a head coach than my job right now. So being locked in as the assistant head coach, the tight ends coach, helping Sean in every way aspect possible, it also brings life out players and trying to elevate those guys from a production standpoint. Been right that way in my entire life. You set a goal, you make a goal. Okay, what's next?
If we can go back to, and thanks to NFL Network, Tom Pelissero, for that breakdown on Thomas Brown. If we can go back to what we were talking about earlier, like when we were discussing the hiring process, what I love about this and why I would love to be a coach for Sean McVay is that he's so confident in his standing as head coach that there isn't a fear of hiring someone and then being like, you know what? That guy's got the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the thing. Mm-hmm. He might be head coaching material. Let me put him in positions that are going to allow for him to grow as a coach, and he's doing it without ego and fear.
Yes, that's very well said, and I think that has been a problem in the Eberflus hiring practices. I think that has absolutely been a problem. I love in there that you hear him talk about him and McVay. They were rivals in high school football. So they went against each other as high school players. So
let me make sure I got this right, because yes, I think it's one of my favorite things about Sean McVay. Sean McVay beat out Calvin Johnson for high school player of the year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think I got that right.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That is amazing. But yes, certainly told to get ready to be a head coach, and made the assistant head coach and eventually the tight end coach after being a running back coach. Also, just, I found myself giggling because listen to the way that he talks and communicates and has like an energy and like a quickness to him. And like, oh, words come out easy. It's like,
well, let's hope that is something that will be allowed to flourish. And yes, I was right.
It's not Waldron-esque is all I'm saying.
And this is from the USA Today. As a dual threat quarterback, he was one of the best in the state. In fact, McVay was so talented that he beat out Calvin Johnson for Georgia State Player of the Year in 2003.
Unbelievable.
At Marist, isn't that where
Marist
Manly went?
Yeah, Marist is Manly. And then we put on a guest from Marist.
Omari Hardwick too, right? I think they were teammates at Marist.
Buck Farmer, the catcher and shortstop one time for the Cincinnati Reds, is a Marist guy.
I mean, this is pretty good. At Marist, McVay rushed for 2,600 yards and 40 touchdowns and threw for 2,500 yards and 18 touchdowns.
That's awesome. That's a great nugget. I love the textures. I'm sorry, but Waldron literally never sounded that confident and smart.
I agree with you. And maybe that is the confidence of being an ex-player, a guy that made it to the NFL even though he didn't get to continue his NFL dream.
Yes. Let me go ahead and say this now, because I said it during the hiring process for anybody who remembers. Thomas Brown is future head coach material. If for some reason this thing clicks in a different way, or you see some stuff that you like, and it might not go that way because things are so bad and so disjointed, but if it clicks, I'll go ahead and get on record right now that the concept of him, not Shane Waldron, not ever, but the concept of Thomas Brown as a potential promote to head coach and get rid of the de facto defensive coordinator who has been overpromoted to begin with. That is a concept that, as a human from the Thomas Brown perspective and a leader from the Thomas Brown perspective, actually has legs.
Gerald Everett was on those teams out in L.A. Here's what he had to say about Thomas Brown as a teacher.
Again, just a great teacher. I mean, we're grown men here in this profession, and to be a grown man coaching another grown man, you have to have something about yourself just to kind of relay that message to a group of grown men. And I think Thomas and Shane did a great job in doing that, and I think he's going to do a great job here as well.
That's Gerald Everett right there. And do we have time to get to TJ Edwards right here? TJ Edwards from our midday show, or should we do it when we come back? All right, we'll do it when we come back.
And we can address something that people are asking about. They're like, well, wait, the Carolina thing last year, he was in charge of that. Well, what about that? We will discuss that because it comes with context. There's some things that you need to understand about that situation that as a Bears fan might make you feel better than just looking at the results. That's next. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.